It's time for an hour like none other, the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, featuring God's prophet, Bishop Abiola Idowu of Crepa Worldwide. Prepare to be blessed, informed, and empowered to go to a higher level in your life with the revelation of the truth and the power of God's Word. The most powerful technology available is the Word of God. At Crepa, many have experienced wonders and incredible testimonies continue in the lives of the people. Join us now and start living the life that God has purposed for you. Welcome to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper, and we have an extraordinary program planned for you today. We are the Destiny Fulfillment team of Crepa Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're delighted to have you with us for this Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program designed to bring the very best out of you and put you in charge of your circumstance, your situation, and your life. We have a mandate from heaven by God to rule and have dominion over all things here on earth as graced by the Holy Spirit through the Word of God in the name of Jesus. It's time now to listen and receive the true revelation of God's Word that will absolutely eliminate your struggle, your frustration and oppression, cancel sickness and disease, and bring you into a life of joy, peace, prosperity, and righteousness through Christ. God's servant, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of Crepa Worldwide, brings you the word of life in the name of Jesus. It's time for the word of the living God with Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. What a joy to be together again with you tonight on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. I'm telling you, it's going to be a time for total change. The story of your life will change. God will give you a befitting destiny tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are tired of that situation, tonight is your night in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you something about the Word. The Word of God is not just a sermon to just get you encouraged. The Word of God is a tool to change something in your life. That is the tool that was with the Almighty God when He created the heavens and the earth. And the same thing can create anything in your life. So tonight, get yourself together. But before we get into the Word, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We give you all the glory and all the praise and all the worship for the great honor and privilege to come before the Word of Life. Father, we are asking, O God, that tonight, Lord, you will send forth your word in power. Jesus, you will speak to this tongue of clay to declare your counsel and wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the word spoken be confirmed with miracle signs and wonders. Turn the destiny of people around as they listen to your word tonight. Father, we vow we'll return all the glory and all the honor to you. Thank you for the word of life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
One more time, I want to thank God for bringing you to this meeting today. Wherever you are watching from any platform around the world, we want to thank God for your life. This is a time of an encounter with your destiny. No, we've been talking about living a successful life. Now, like I used to say, I've never met anybody in my life that he said, I've been praying and I'm fasting, I want to fail. Everyone wants to succeed. But why is it that people are not succeeding, despite the fact that God's will is success for everyone? He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospered. Remember, by covenant, we are connected to Abraham. Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, he said, if ye are Christ, ye are Abraham's seed, and you are here according to the promise. So if all these things are true, so why are people not getting there? I want you to listen to this very carefully, because this will change your life forever. Now, if we are partaker of the divine nature, then failure is an outlaw.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You cannot have what you don't have a nature for.
Mm-hmm.
That is no way. If somebody even lied to you, you see, you know, this person is like, if somebody say, oh, I just got home right now and my cat is just roaring.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know the person is lying.
Yes, yes,
your
yes,
cat
yes,
cannot
yes,
roar. It's yes, not a lion.
Not a lion.
Now,
right.
Neither can your cow begin to meow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work. That's right. Because the nature is not just there. So, you see, when we have divine nature, then failure is a violation. Mm-hmm. It's not in the plan. Mm. Failure is not in the nature of God. Mm-hmm. So, failure is out of your life. Mm. Now, but there are things that if you don't know or you don't do them, you may attract failure, not because it's in your nature. Right. I saw in the scripture, Bible says in John 1:16, it says, of his fullness we have received grace upon grace. So what Jesus Christ gave to us is grace upon grace, favor upon favor, not failure upon failure. Now, you cannot exhibit what is not part of you except you change your own nature by yourself.
That's right.
We are partaker of divine nature. We are not partaker of failure and backwardness. We are not partaker of limitation. The Bible says they go from strength to strength. Everyone that appear before the Lord in Zion, they don't go from strength to failure. Or they don't go from failure to failure. That is Psalm 87 verse 4. They go from strength to strength. Now, when we talk about strength, we are talking about results. When we talk about strength, we are talking about knowledge. The Bible says, when you fail in the day of adversity, it's because your strength is small. So, and they go from strength to strength. So if I'm going from strength to strength, that means I cannot see failure all the days of my life. So it is impossible to experience an unstoppable success, undeniable result without wisdom. So what is missing is not your nature. What is missing is wisdom. Now, we saw this one. He said in Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 3, he said, through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. True wisdom, the house is built, and it is by understanding that is established. So when people are not experiencing the success and the breakthrough in their life, it is lack of wisdom. It is not the devil. I'm telling you. Now, you can't know the how to and not become what it should be. And the wisdom is learning the how to. How do I become this? The Bible says, he said in the book of Proverbs, he said, wisdom is profitable to direct. I'm coming to that. I don't want to go ahead of myself. Because in the school of success, wisdom is the master key.
Amen.
Thank God for prayer.
Yes. Yes.
Without wisdom, prayer can be frustrated. Prayer will open you up to wisdom. Wisdom is what built what prayer provided. And I've seen a lot of believers, they jump to prayer quickly. I'm telling you, that's why we have a lot of prayer champions, and they are gallant failure. They can pray, oh my God. They say, oh, that guy can pray. That lady can pray. But there's nothing to show for it. Because you can pray and not know the how to. Now, let me show you something here. Now, when God wanted to choose the man called Saul, that was a choice that God made by himself with this man, not a part of it at all. God spoke to Samuel, and he said, I'm bringing this guy to you tomorrow. Anoint him to be the king of Israel. So, and this guy was not even prepared for it. The scripture tells us to an extent, the Bible says he was hiding himself amid the dark. Right. Now, see something. In 1 Samuel chapter 13 and verse 13 to 14, the Bible says, and Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Come on, hear that.
Yes.
Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee for. For now will the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. Verse 14. But now, thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. Now see this one. Now Samuel said, he said, you have done foolishly.
That's right.
Can you just see how foolishness, lack of wisdom can bring somebody down from his throne?
That's right.
Somebody that God sat down, because I've seen a lot, but we are Christians, but we have done our best. Why are things not working? Let me tell you, the thing that is missing is wisdom. You are a good person. I didn't doubt that. You are a born again Christian. I didn't doubt that. But foolishness can turn things around. He said in Proverbs chapter 4, I just love the way, Solomon said it. He said in verse 5, he said, get wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5 to 7. He said, get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the word of thy mouth. Verse 6 says, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting what? Get understanding. Now, you see, now I just love God's word. Because you are dealing with a God that never hide the secret of how to get the result from you.
That's right.
He said, yeah, get wisdom. Amen. So that means wisdom is not just traveling around. You need to go for it. Mm-hmm. Get wisdom. Amen. He said, it will preserve thee. Get understanding. It will strengthen you. Now, many times, all what people do is they just want to do the thing they want to do the way they want to do it. And God said, no, I know you have so many things in your head, but the things in your head cannot take you to where I'm taking you to. Let me guide you with my wisdom. We have seen many committed, zealous believers who are not walking in wisdom, and their effort is not showing. Why? They are not getting the principal thing. Now, some of us that have been to the college, you know that there are courses that you have to do. If you don't pass those courses, you can't graduate. They call it core courses. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So it's my core course. I need to just get that course. I need to pass it. Otherwise, I can't graduate. Now, if you don't do those core courses, no matter how much A's you have in other courses, you are not graduated. Mm-hmm. God said, I know you have A's in other places. Without A in wisdom, you will collapse this thing. Because it is the foundation. And I'm taking you somewhere tonight. Just follow me. So without, wisdom, you can't harness your resources. You can't harness the things that God is bringing your way. Now, my Lord Jesus Christ was there, and I see now, because a lot of people think, well, the man is anointed. I have seen anointed people that never get to result. I have seen anointed, I'm talking about people that are holy and that they are glutton. They are celebrated failure. And they are holy. And they are faithful. Now, Jesus Christ was anointed. But he grew in wisdom.
Right.
Now, Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 40 and 42. 52, it said, and the child grew, that was Jesus, and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. In verse 52, it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. You can't be walking in wisdom and not walk in favor.
Amen.
Wisdom is the principal thing. It takes wisdom to plan. It takes wisdom to organize. Now listen, because when we are talking about organization, we are not talking about just knowing 1, 2, and 3. It is getting a relevant fact. I call it relevant organized fact to apply it to what you are in need of to get the result that you need. So organization is not just I'm an organized person because I can organize my wardrobe. No, my kitchen is in order. That's not organization. It's getting relevant fact. Application of relevant fact to the things that you are in need of. I need to get from point A to B. What are the things that I need? So you search for it. It takes wisdom to get that. to get to the senit of your dream. Now, what will stop the activity of darkness and frustrate the plan of the devil in these last days is not because people can pray. Mm. No. It's because people are wise.
Yes.
Now, the Apostle Paul was showing us this one in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. And I'm going to first read in King James. He said, it's Ephesians 3:10, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. So the church is the one that is going to show the world how to live.
Amen.
Without the wisdom of God coming through the church, this world is in trouble. I told somebody, I said, the world is so confused right now that whosoever brings anything to the table looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Until it fails.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
When you fail, okay, let's do for something else. Mm-hmm. Now, because the only authentic truth that set the captives free is in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. Let me read it in the Amplified. You get this. He said, so now, through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God in all his countless aspects might now be made known, revealing the mystery to the angelic rulers and authority in heavenly places. Mm-hmm. See, we are talking about multifaceted wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's been manifesting through the church. Now, let me show you, for example. Somebody is sick. You've been to the hospital. They've gone through all the tests. And yet the person is not healed.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, is anyone sick among you? Let them call the elders of the church. Let us anoint the sick with oil. And the sick will be healed. His sin, the sin shall be forgiven. And the Lord will raise him up. Now, in a normal natural thinking, he looks stupid. No. You say, how many doctors have seen that guy? You say, about 25. Okay, have you done your MRI? They check all this one? He say, yes. Now, they say, what do you want to do? He say, I want to anoint this person with oil. Where are you getting the oil from? I just bought it, and it's blessed. And you think this will work? Now, that is what, man, I'm so excited about it.
Right.
That is what is going to humble the world.
Yes.
They don't believe it can work.
Yes.
It's a mystery for the church that we will begin to apply. I used to say, I said, we begin to use scriptural calculus to solve earthly issues. We'll be applying, scripture technically to solve earthly issues. Is anyone sick among you? And you say, well, Jesus Christ said, if you are sick, I have the oil.
Yes.
And they say, it's terminal cases. You say, no, that's why we want to terminate it.
Mm.
Easy.
Yes.
If it is terminal, it can be terminated.
Yes.
And I have seen a lot of people have not come into this understanding of applying the wisdom of God to get result on earth.
Yes.
And we see a lot of people running from pillar to post, and God is saying, all I want you to use is my wisdom. It's my wisdom. God spoke to the man called Moses. They go to the Red Sea. And it was alarming. It's like the end of the journey has finally come. And God told this man, he said, what is that in your hand? He said, it's a rod. He said, raise it up. Now, God didn't say, now call the shipping company and let them send you the Titanic, about 10 of them, to carry the children of Israel across the Red Sea, and I'll be on the other side. No. See, naturally, that is what a man will be thinking about. How do we rescue people from here? They have a good heart. How do we rescue people from here? And God is saying, no. I will make every one of them, about 3 million people, to walk on one tiny rod. And when Moses two-step according to the wisdom of God, the Bible says, and the sea parted.
Amen.
Let me tell you, wisdom will take away your struggles.
Amen.
Thank you.
It will lessen your effort. It will give you result where every other person are struggling. Take, for example, Jesus Christ was applying wisdom. They have about 5,000 people that they have to feed. And they have two fishes and five loaves. Come on, see wisdom.
Yes.
Yes.
And he said, bring those stuff. And they gave it to him. And the Bible says he lifted it up and he gave thanks.
Right.
So that means in the place of thanksgiving, there is multiplication.
Amen.
Now, how do you explain that? I mean, we'll begin to call Walmart, we'll begin to call Publix, say, yeah, we need some supplies here. And Jesus Christ just lifted it up and he just, in the wilderness, I'm not talking in the city, in the wilderness, that means there is a kitchen in heaven that can feed the whole world.
Amen.
When the church begin to complain, it's not enough. It pain God's heart. We are not applying the wisdom.
Amen.
If you want to change your life forever, seek the wisdom of God. In every area of life, either in your head, in your finances, in your relationship, in your marriage, all what you need is wisdom of God. Now listen, in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, if the iron be blunt and it do not wedge the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. See what he's saying here. If I am going to cut a tree, and they give me a cutlass or a machete, and I'm just using it to cut this tree, and this machete is blunt, it will take me more time and more strength.
Amen.
But if it is sharpened, what happened? I cut it down in a minute. Now, watch this. Wisdom put sharpness into your effort. What is taking people 10 years to achieve, you just get there, bam, and they say, wow, what's going on? It is not a magic. It's wisdom. Because you are well organized, you know step to take, because God is revealing it to you. Now before I go to that tonight, now the wisdom of God is available to everyone that wants it. And somebody just said, I want this wisdom. Because many times when people hear words like this, they want to know, how do I get it?
Yeah.
I want this wisdom. Number one thing, you get this wisdom by salvation. The moment you are saved, Jesus Christ comes inside of you. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30 says, he said, but of him ye are in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Jesus is made to you wisdom. So if there is a need in your life, friends, you can consult the one in the inside.
Amen.
Jesus, what do I do about this? I have been in a situation whereby I ask him questions like that.
Yeah.
And he just gave me simple stuff. I remember when we were building our sanctuary. One word, build it. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3. That was all.
That's right.
And we discover from the scripture that he is the builder of all things. I mean chapter 3 verse 4, sorry. And we discover that he is the builder of all things. And from that scripture, we just discover that that building is going to be built without any stress. It's called wisdom. Wisdom of God. Wisdom of God is very, very, very important. Now number two, how do I get the wisdom of God? You get it by prayer. You get it by what? By prayer. You get the wisdom of God by prayer. You get the wisdom of God by prayer. Now, he said in James chapter 1 and verse number 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. In other words, you can get the wisdom of God by asking. If you don't have the wisdom, instead of just allowing pride to frustrate your life, cry out, Jesus, give me wisdom.
Amen.
And the Bible says, whatsoever you ask in my name, what happened? I will do it.
That's right.
Yes.
Jesus, I need your wisdom in this area of my life. Now spend some time praying, in the Holy Ghost. Spend some time agree with believers. Now the Bible says, wherever two of you, whatsoever two of you shall agree as touching anything that you ask shall be given unto me, unto you by my Father in heaven. Oh, shall we just agree right now? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to pray for me. I need wisdom. And when you agree, God gives you wisdom. The wisdom of God is your asset to the realm of success. And you can connect it by what? By prayer. You can even connect it by laying of hands.
Amen.
Many times this area have been neglected by the church. But I'm telling you, the wisdom of God can be impacted.
Amen.
The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 9, Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. For Moses had laid his hands on him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses.
That's right.
Moses lay hands on Joshua, and the spirit of wisdom get inside. Now, it's not only because someone was aware of a bishop. Had it been, I can see you right now, you will lay hands on me. I don't, in fact, as you are hearing me right now, words are being laid on you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because when you listen to a man of wisdom, you fellowship with people of wisdom,
yes.
The same wisdom inside their life will rub on you.
Amen.
That was why the apostle was speaking like Jesus.
Amen.
They were behaving like Jesus. He came to a time they were dressing like Jesus.
Amen.
To an extent that even the people could not recognize Jesus amongst them. That was why they have to pay somebody to show them who Jesus Christ was.
Yeah.
So when you fellowship with the wise, you become wise.
Amen.
The Bible says, I'm the companion of who shall be destroyed. Now you just see, if things are going down around your life, check who you are fellowshipping with.
Amen.
You won't walk too long, you won't pray too long before you discover that your company is a problem behind
Amen.
Your issues.
Yeah.
I'm telling you the truth. You know how we say it the way it is.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Now, and lastly, you connect wisdom by the word of God. You can connect the wisdom of God by the word of God. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, it said, for the Lord giveth wisdom. And out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. The Lord giveth wisdom. The Lord giveth wisdom. God wants the whole world to listen to what he put inside of your life. He wants everyone to look at your life and begin to envy you. And it will take the demonstration of the wisdom of God for you to arrive at that spot in your life. I want you to listen to this very carefully. The Lord giveth wisdom. And out of his mouth, the word of God is wisdom bank. Each time you flip through the scripture, something is coming from the word of God to affect your life forever. The Bible told us, he said, the man that builded his house on the rock, that even when the wind came, the storm came and the house stood was the man that heard the word of Jesus and is doing it.
That's right.
Now, knowing the scripture, quoting the scripture, does not mean you are walking in wisdom.
That's right.
Now, you are not walking in wisdom until you are doing what the word says.
Amen.
You have to do the word to operate wisdom of God. So I know a lot of believers, they know the scripture. In fact, they know the page of that scripture.
Yeah.
According to Genesis chapter 5, page number 24. Now, listen. Now, they know the pages, but they are not operating in wisdom because they don't apply it.
That's right.
If you know is the truth, why are you not applying it? I'm going to pray for you right now tonight. I'm trusting God for the wisdom of God in your life, because when the wisdom comes, success comes. When the wisdom comes and liberty comes, it takes the wisdom of God to drop that thing that you are doing right now and just say, Jesus, I'm going to allow you to rule my life from today. Listen to this. It takes wisdom to give your life to Jesus. It takes wisdom to allow the word of God to settle in your heart. It takes wisdom to say, every day I will read the word. It's wisdom, because inside the book is the life that will make you to live.
Amen.
Let's just pray tonight. And I'm going to just believe God for the wisdom of God to rest upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I thank you because you are faithful to your word. Bible say, he that asketh, receiveth. Lord, we are asking for the wisdom of God upon everyone that desires it tonight. Lord, we stand in this studio today by faith. And we release the spirit of wisdom upon all our listeners. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, whatever causes foolishness, whatever is not making people to rise, whatever want to demote people from their throne of honor, we reject it, we come against it. We cast it out completely right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We are asking, oh God, that by the authority in the name of Jesus, Jesus, you will take your place in the life of everyone tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, every of your plan to put people under pressure, not to listen to what you are saying, but just to listen to their head, we come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. To you be glory and praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you have been listening to this meeting tonight and you have never said yes to Jesus, it takes wisdom for you to say yes. And I'm going to just lead you to him. All you need to do is to just pray this simple prayer with me. And remember, I told you one of the ways you can get the wisdom of God is to be born again. He will come inside of you, which makes you to carry wisdom in your inside. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you love me. You died for me on the third day. You were resurrected. From today, I give my life to you. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me. I give you praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I'm just still thinking. Now, tomorrow, I don't know. Anything can happen.
That's right. That's right.
Because we begin to trade the wisdom of God tomorrow. And when you apply it, you get results. Sister Yolanda, I cannot wait.
Tomorrow
is going to be something else.
Oh, my
wow.
God. I cannot wait either. My God. Oh, what a rich and powerful word. Let's give God some glory.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. God is wonderful. Amen. Seek the wisdom of God. Mm. Wisdom of God is available to everyone. Mm. And it starts with salvation. Then, if there's a need, you consult the one that is inside of you. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we know it's one thing to receive words of inspiration, but when you get words of revelation and transformation, that will absolutely take you into the fulfillment of your destiny. It becomes life-changing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. And we just thank God for the life-changing word brought to us by Bishop Abiola Idowu of Kwerpo Worldwide on today. Hallelujah. We just praise God.
Amen.
This is, I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper, and we have here the fulfillment team, starting with Pastor Clarence.
Praise the Lord. I am so excited this evening about the word wisdom, y'all. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Christian.
Praise the Lord. Thanks the Lord for everyone that's listening. I am blessed, and thank you, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Tina.
Thank you so much, Bishop. And we hope you enjoyed this program.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. And I know you're just ready to chime in right now on what we've just experienced on today.
Yes. So you mentioned about doing things foolishly. And, you know, there's some great men that do foolish things. And you can be forgiven. But you remember the story of David and Bathsheba?
Yes.
And he did some really foolish things in that story. But how could David be considered a man after God's own heart after that, even though he was forgiven?
Amen. Now, that is a great question. This is the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Team. And it's time for a praise break. So we're going to have the answer to that question right after this.
Father, we do worship you in this place, the supreme authority, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He's El Elyon, the supreme authority.
I do worship.
Come on, Rosa.
I do worship. I do worship the King.
With my whole heart.
With my whole heart, I will worship. I do worship the supreme authority. Oh, 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 oh.
Let's just begin to worship all over the building.
I do worship. I do worship. Yeah. I do worship the King.
With my whole heart.
worship the King
with my heart.
Welcome back to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Team. Well, we just had a great question from Tina, and the question is, how could David be considered a man after God's own heart?
After he played all those foolishness. Yeah. You see, because we're talking about the wisdom of God here, and we remember what he did when he killed Uriah. And he got Bathsheba. Now, a lot of us, when we read the scripture, let's read it totally and see how God responded to that. Now, the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and verse 27, and when the morning was past, David sent and fetched her, that is Bathsheba, to his house. And she became his wife and bare him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. God was not happy about it. And we know that, I mean, God said, well, boy, you're going to suffer for this. The first thing is, there is going to be sword in your house. You slept with that woman and you killed the husband. Now, your wives will be slept with openly in the city. Now, and now, we saw that God called this man a man after his own heart because the man repented. He humbled himself before the Lord and repented. Now, if you read the book of Psalm 51, you will see what he said concerning that. And he just said, it is you have sinned before so that you can be justified when you reprove me. Now, it was his heart and his repentance towards that that made God to still choose him. But he suffered for it. The man didn't know peace. His own son stood against him. And if not because of the forgiveness and the mercy of God, we wouldn't have been talking about Moses, I mean, David today. So when you play foolishness, you pay some price for it. There are consequences. God will forgive you. And after your, it's like somebody just went to, to a place and he stole stuff. Now, God will forgive you the moment you say, Father, I'm sorry, but you will still get to downtown.
Amen.
You still get to downtown. Yes. You say, but God will forgive you. Even when you are in jail, God will still forgive you. He still loves you. You can still be a man after his heart, but
absolutely,
the law is catching up on you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so don't play foolishness.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that profound wisdom.
Amen.
Wow. Pastor Clarence.
Oh, my God. Bishop, I am so excited. You know, you spoke so much about the word wisdom. I don't know how many times that was spoken tonight. You know, wisdom, you said, with all of our understanding, get wisdom. You know, in the word of God, you talked about different things of the word of God, what it was, favor, applied facts, and all that there. But, you know, it comes to a point where it says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yeah.
Piercing even down. It even goes down deep to in our bone marrow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, Sister Tina was talking about, you know, you talked about David. And, you know, there are consequences for the choices that we make. You know, you reap what you sow, no matter what. So when we sow seeds, guess what? These seeds going to always grow.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they grow with weeds or not. You understand me? And the consequences, we don't get to choose the consequences of none of these things that we do. So, you know, to our listening audience tonight, you know, there's so much has been said to them about wisdom. And how to apply, you know, speak to them, you know, in broad terms, because they don't understand what we understand, Bishop. Okay, you have taught us so much, sir. And the people out there listen, they want more of what you're saying.
You see, one thing I want everybody to know about wisdom is whether you are wise or you foolish, whether you are a Christian or you are not, every one of us at one point in time we will face storms of life.
Amen. That's right.
Now, it is not storm that defeats people. It is where they are standing when the storm comes.
Right. Amen.
Now, if you are in the word of God, the storm will never destroy
you. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Now, because one thing is, a lot of people think God brings storm so that he can strengthen us. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God don't bring storm to nobody. Now, if God brings storm, why is Jesus Christ the broken one?
That's right.
Because Jesus Christ will not be standing against his Father.
That's right.
So when storm of life comes, which God already given us authority to subdue the earth, now it is what you now know in the word of God that will make that storm to be silenced.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if there is nothing inside of you when the storm comes, I'm telling you, whatever the storm dictates, that's what you'll be saying.
Amen.
Now, it is not, I'm still going to say that one maybe later, where if God gives us the opportunity. Nobody have the wisdom of God without seeking for it.
Amen. Amen.
You have to seek wisdom.
Yes.
You have to seek understanding.
Yes.
If you don't seek it, you won't get it.
Amen.
So it doesn't just come to you, and now I'm a child of God, now the wisdom of God is here. No. And without it, there is no way to. It's either you get it or you walk in foolishness.
Right.
So it is wisdom that you want wisdom.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I want the wisdom of God. You see, that is wisdom to keep your health. That is wisdom in your business, your finances. Let me tell you, there is nobody on earth that God does not have a plan for.
Wow.
Now, and the plan is not just small plan.
Amen.
Everybody have a big plan.
That's right.
Now, the point is, not everybody will experience the big plan. Because not everybody is walking in wisdom. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Everyone. Now, let's take for example. God told Abraham, get out of your father's house, out of your kindred, to the land I will show you. Now, when God sent him out, Lot followed him. Two of us. Now, with that, God still had a plan for Lot.
That's right.
There was a place for him. But a situation came, and there was a trouble between the herdsmen of Abraham and the herdsmen of Lot.
Right.
Now, it takes wisdom for Lot to just say, Uncle, you brought me here. I'm not going to do anything except you lead. I know you have a covenant with God, Yahweh. Whatever he asks you to do, that's what we do. He took wisdom from his own head. He looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and he said, it's a good place. There are so many times what we see, what we reason, and people around us, and the suggestions of the people may look so good, but is he in line with the wisdom of God?
Right.
Let's check it out before we take step.
Amen.
Otherwise, he may lose good, but the end can be destruction.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. That was
welcome.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank
my
you.
God.
Wow.
Oh my God. Such powerful clarity. Hallelujah. Through the word of God. You're listening to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Team. Dr. Bishop Abiola Idowu is the presiding bishop of CREPRA Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, right here in Jacksonville, Florida. We invite you to join us for any of our three powerful weekly services on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. We don't want you to miss one moment of this broadcast. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back right after this.
Are you looking to finally take your life to the next level? Join us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, known as CREPA, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, and begin your journey to fulfill your destiny. We have three powerful services weekly. You can join us on Wednesday at 7 p.m. or on Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. If you need a ride, call us at 904-646-8210. We will pick you up. CREPA is the home of destiny fulfillment, where Bishop Abiola Idowu will teach you how to use the power of God's word to move you into your destiny. Experience victorious everyday living and change your story forever.
You know, in the kingdom of God, God being the king expects people who are in his kingdom to enjoy his benefits. If you want to receive, you give as a process of you receiving, because we believe strongly the word of God in Luke chapter 6 verse 38 says, give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Now, this is an opportunity for someone that is listening to this to be able to key into this verse. Plant a seed now. We want you to pick up your phone, text this word, give and be blessed. One word to 73256. 73256. If you want to send Cash App, the $CREPA is our username for CREPA. The $CREPA. You can mail your seed to 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Finally, we invite you to our worship service tomorrow. There are two services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Bring your seed with you in person. Ask for either Pastor Christian, Pastor Clarence, or Sister Yolanda.
Welcome back to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Team. Bishop Abiola Idowu is the presiding bishop of CREPA Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we will move right along in our program. We're now going to have Pastor Christian to share a special upcoming announcement.
Thank you very much, Sister Yolanda. This is a great news. You know, the Lord has blessed CREPA tremendously over the years. And, you know, we have nothing but praise for the work of the Lord in the ministry. Hmm. I mean, we've seen in the pandemic situation where, you know, God has added to us. He increased us. He's done wonders. Not even basically in individual lives, but in the congregation, we can see the work of God. You know, in the commission, Bishop, sir, we can tell what God is doing. We are moving every day in this commission. Praise and He's adding to us. I mean, we as a commission, we are just thankful and we just want to praise Him. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to the segment where we're talking about in His presence, praise and worship night. That takes me to my brother here, Pastor Luke.
Praise the Lord.
It's you're welcome on the show, sir. I mean, it's a pleasure to have you here as one that is worship. You are full of worship. We gather around you. We are in your team every Sunday. We hear worship with you, and so April the 30th, which is 2 weeks from now, two Fridays from now.
Right.
It's a Friday, April 30th. Please mark your calendars because you don't want to miss this. You know, Pastor Luke, what do you have in store coming for, you know, in His presence, praise and worship night? Because we know they that worship Him, they worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Right.
And you preach worship. You talk worship. You live worship. So bring us to what is coming in this night, Friday, April 30th, in His presence, praise and worship night, sir.
Amen. It's going to be just an exciting time of worship and praise. We're just very excited about what's going to be going on in the house. You know, God is going to be moving in a mighty way. He's moving already in the house.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. And so that night, we're going to put emphasis on our praise and worship, our praise, even in house praise and worship ministry, with a few others coming in to fellowship along with us.
Wow. You know, in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 23, it says, sing to the Lord, mm-hmm. all the earth.
Mm.
Proclaim His salvation day after day.
Mm.
In verse 24, he says, declare the glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all peoples. And this brings us to this. This brings me to this question. You know, this is a time where people are thinking a lot because the enemy is giving them a reason not to be thankful.
Right.
They have something to complain about. They have something that is a reason for them to say everything is going wrong. Mm-hmm. As someone that knows the power of worship, can you bring our audience into this conversation? Let them know that you want to be in the presence of God with worship on this day, because this is a moment for you to see God move in a different dimension. Amen. Talk about this. We want to hear, because when people look at worship, it's just the songs that they hear. They don't know that God hears
you that is behind a worship.
Amen. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 22:22-23 that God is holy and inhabits the praises of his people, of Israel. Amen. When we get in a session like this, and you know, it's so exciting because we know that God literally comes and lives and takes his abode in our praise. Mm. And so it's just very exciting. The Bible says in Psalms 33:1 that praise is comely.
Yes.
To the upright. Praise looks good on you.
Yes.
And so, you know, what that means is appropriate. It's the right thing to do. And so knowing that praise is like a vehicle that takes us over into worship, we praise God. He shows up. And when we're in that place, when he shows up, the King of Glory is in the house. Doesn't send a substitute, but he comes in and we worship him.
Thank you so much. You know, sir, I know that in his presence, praise and worship night is a vision that God planted in you, sir.
Amen.
And, you know, he doesn't do anything unless he reveals it to his prophet.
Yeah.
And this is an opportune time for someone that is hearing this conversation and hearing us talk about worship for you to cement these details, because God has revealed something to you about this night. Mm. Help us hear it. We want to hear it, sir.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Christian. Now, one thing I want all our listeners to understand is God don't say something that he doesn't mean. And there is always a secret behind everything that he gives to us as an instruction. Now, praise brings his presence. And in his presence, nothing dies.
Mm.
Nothing. Yes. Even the dry rod of Aaron budded, and it has fruits.
That's right.
Now, what the Lord was speaking to me that night, we begin to see some supernatural manifestation of God.
Mm.
As we lift up the name of our King.
Yes.
He said, when he's lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. As we lift him up above everything, now his presence will touch every life. And anything that looks seemingly dead will come back to life.
Yeah.
Now, you see, we just talk about wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if there is any wisdom ever,
yeah,
one of them is praise.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ got to Lazarus' tomb. He didn't pray.
Yeah.
He said, Father, I thank you because you hear me always.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, that's just what he said.
That's right.
And as he was thanking God, the guy came out from the grave. So that means that night, graves will be opened.
Amen.
Life will be changed.
Amen.
Glory of God will come down.
Amen.
See, I told people, I said, I have one addiction, and that's the word of God. I'm a word addict. See, when it is written, I follow it.
That's right.
And when I follow it, I see result.
Yes.
He said, let the people praise thee, O Lord. Mm-hmm. Let all the people praise thee. Then the heart will yield increase. If you are listening to us, anywhere you are watching or you are listening, listen. It doesn't matter how dry your destiny looks like.
Mm.
This meeting will change your life forever.
Amen. Sister Yolanda, thank you, sir. Thank you. Sister Yolanda, I cannot wait for Friday, April 30th. But I'm going to turn this over to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
For Friday, April 30th, if you want to join us for the In His Presence Praise and Worship Night, it is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Join us for this experience. Thank you, Pastor Luke Schompert, for joining us on this broadcast. This is only the beginning of your journey of transformation and elevation. Tune in right here on Praise 107.9. Or for a full multimedia experience, you can join us on the CREPA Facebook page. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, weekly on Saturdays at 7 p.m. If you want to be a part of biblical instruction that will change your status and change your story, join us weekly at CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida, with three powerful services weekly, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. For questions or if you need a ride, give us a call at 904-646-8210. We'll pick you up. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you can join us as early as tomorrow. Tomorrow is our covenant day of anointing for lifting.
Come on. Wow.
And Bishop, we want you. You've got to give us a little bit of what we can expect on tomorrow.
Now, please, don't tempt me. I don't want to start preaching now. Now, see, this Sunday is going to be awesome. Now, this is the point.
Yes.
Now, we're talking about wisdom here.
That's right. That's
yes.
right.
Watch this. God sent Samuel to go and anoint the man called Saul. The moment the anointing touched the head of this man, he became a captain.
That's right.
And he said, three things are going to happen to you. As you are going, you are going to meet some people on the way. They will favor you. After the anointing, you experience favor. It's not only that. He said, then you will turn to another man. People began to call Saul one of the prophets. Then he said, you will now get to the garrison of the Philistines. You will walk in the midst of your enemies and they won't be able to touch you. Why? He said, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. What did Samuel did? He poured oil upon Saul. And that was it. Now, the same thing is what God sent me to do for you tomorrow. By the word of the living God, you will be anointed tomorrow and God's favor will rest upon you.
Amen.
You will turn to another person. Amen. Everything about you will change.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, you will walk in the midst of death situation and you come back alive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God wants to change your story and tomorrow is your day. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't miss it. And when you are coming, bring your own oil. I will bless the oil so that you can take it home.
Yes.
Amen. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll meet you right here next Saturday at 7 p.m. or on the Crepa Facebook page at 7 p.m. or as soon as tomorrow. We are Christ Resurrection's Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway here in Jacksonville, Florida. You can join us tomorrow at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. And this has been the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast, brought to you by Crepa Worldwide with Bishop Dr. Abiola Idowu and the Fulfillment Team. I'm your host, Yolanda Hooper. Thank you, Pastor Christian, Tina, Pastor Luke Schompert. Hallelujah. And until next time, remember,
Jesus is alive.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210. And one of the Crepa prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
This has been the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment broadcast with Bishop Abiola Idowu of Crepa Worldwide, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville, Florida. We invite you to join us for any of our powerful weekly services on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. For more information or if you need a ride, call us at 904-646-8210 and we'll pick you up. Join us right here on Praise 107.9 or the Christ Resurrection Power Assembly Facebook page on next Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment.